schools are just opening now in Wyoming. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Congresswoman Liz Cheney is in danger of being the next Republican to lose a primary for a Trump impeachment vote. She's gone even further, helping lead the House investigation into the Capitol riot and Trump election fraud claims.
The state Republican Party voted last year to no longer recognize Cheney as a Republican, and the RNC voted to censure Cheney due to her participation in the January 6th Select Committee and because of her vote to impeach then-President Trump.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the former president, backs Cheney's challenger, Harriet Hageman. In Alaska, he's also backing a primary challenger for Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who voted to convict Trump in the impeachment trial. He's also endorsed Sarah Palin, who's trying to win a special election for a seat in Congress. The former president is also demanding the Justice Department make public the affidavit that led to the search warrant and FBI raid on his Florida home. The DOJ wants to keep that sealed, claiming the release could jeopardize the investigation.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill want to know what was in the 11 sets of classified information taken by agents in a letter to the Director of National Intelligence and the Attorney General. Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Democratic Senator Mark Warner want more transparency from the Justice Department.
That's Fox's Lauren Blanchard. The FBI has returned the former president's passport taken in the search. Border Patrol reports just under 200,000 migrants were stopped crossing the border illegally in July, the first time it's below 200K since February.
Of that amount, two-thirds were single adults, 67% of that single adults. There were only about 74,000 Title 42 expulsions. That means most of these people were released into the country.
Fox's Bill Malugin near the border in Eagle Pass, Texas. President Biden takes a break from vacation today to sign the bill. Democrats claim it will help fight climate change and reduce inflation. Republicans say it will actually raise prices and taxes on Americans. America's listening to Fox News.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year alone. Now, it can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. And LifeLock.com by Norton, they make it simple and easy to protect yourself. And if you become a victim, they're going to work to fix it for you. Now, look, no one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can now save up to 25% off their first year when you use the promo code Hannity and call 1-800-LIFELOCK or just go to LifeLock.com.
A police officer is in critical condition in Miami-Dade, Florida, after a chase for a robbery suspect last night led to a crash and then a shootout that left that man dead and the officer badly hurt. Three people are in critical condition in Memphis, Tennessee, after they and three others were shot by someone who opened fire from an SUV. Two of those victims are juveniles. The push in Los Angeles to push out a progressive district attorney, not strong enough.
The county clerk says petitioners were almost 47,000 signatures short of the more than half a million they would need to put the recall of George Cascone on the ballot. His opponents seemed to have more than enough signatures, but the clerk found almost 200,000 of them were invalid. Critics blame rising crime rates on Gascone's policies, including a ban on transferring juvenile defendants to adult court and not filing sentencing enhancements in most cases. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Alex Jones could be headed back to court, this time in Connecticut, home to the massacre at a school in Newtown he infamously claimed on the radio and online for years never happened. A few weeks ago, a jury in Texas ordered Jones to pay the parents of one of the murdered students $50 million. This next case was filed by
relatives of some victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre against InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones can now move forward, cleared by a federal bankruptcy judge. Jones' lawyer had tried to get the case transferred to a federal bankruptcy court rather than proceed in Connecticut state court. Jones has falsely claimed that the 2012 school shooting that took the lives of 20 children and six adults was a hoax. The judge's ruling yesterday essentially allows the Newtown families to continue the defamation suit against Jones as an individual without a company owned by him. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. An investigation's underway. It follows a shooting in Champaign that left two wounded. Police say officers were spotted Saturday to the 1100 block of North 3rd Street on a report of a fight at a large gathering. Shortly after arriving, officers heard dozens of gunshots being fired. One person seen running. Officers gave chase, but no arrests were made. Illinois making a large investment into transportation. Governor Pritzker announcing a nearly $35 billion program to improve roads, bridges, transit, rail, airports, and ports over the next 6 years. The funding is backed by the historic Rebuild Illinois Capital Program. The National Transportation Safety Board investigating what caused a deadly plane crash over the weekend in Peoria County. Police say the single-engine aircraft went down Saturday on Route 116 in Hanna City. Witnesses say the plane hit several buildings on the way down. The investigation's ongoing. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Okay, so the Stever offer is the UC Series Ultraviolet Coil Purifier for furnace insulation. It gives you clean, comfort, indoor air that'll help you with allergies, obviously with COVID. Breathe easier with the UC Series Ultraviolet Coil Purifier. It's $500, and I'm buying two of these for you today. You get one of them, but somebody else will get one.
Really nice.
If you don't want a brand new air purifier that Stevie J buys for you today from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, that's fine. And I don't think anybody's even texted in, right?
Yes, they have.
So Diane and I were going to do that. So just text in ABC to 217-359-2255, and you might find yourself with a brand new purifier.
But you gotta healthier text in. Home.
You'd take an air purifier, wouldn't you, Mr. Weatherman?
Dang right. Those things work. And in this COVID, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No,
that's why we still don't have any techs, right?
We do. ABC, always be comfortable. Right, people okay. are wanting to win, Stevie.
Are you sure? Because I don't see any. I don't think we've had any. So you and I could take that, right?
And Greg.
We could, we could come up, kind of like a timeshare on this thing.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, it's our meteorologist, Greg Sawyer, who will be in the great town of Gifford, Illinois.
Yep.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah, Long Branch will be open at 5. That's our steakhouse guy.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie puts the best steak on the plate, but you're probably headed back up by 5. But
Yeah. I got the TV thing to do on Thursday morning and build those maps as well. So, yeah, my Wednesdays and Thursdays are kind of like a blur sometimes.
It's, I see. Call it,
I'm trying to come up with a combination of Wednesday, Thursday, just name it that way. So
just make sure everybody at your massive audience knows where they can hear you, my friend.
Absolutely. Oh, that's it. Right here.
I'm telling you.
ESPN Radio. Diane Ducey.
That's
and,
right.
Brother Johnny.
Really good at it. You're really, really good at weather, and you've been good for a long time. But
whenever I run into my ag friends, Georgetown Fair, for instance, on Friday night, and it's just so much, popularity when it comes to Greg Soulier's forecast.
Yeah, but can you spell Soulier? That's the big
There you
I
go.
I still struggle with it.
S-O-U-I-J.
L-J-E. I should have come up with those, stage names for radio back 30 years ago.
No, Greg Soulier. You the man. All right, my friend, what do you see?
Hey, we got a little cirrus nearest, and an always beautiful morning out there. 67 at Willard and Savoy, 64 at Rantua, and there's rain. There's plenty of it, but well to our west and southwest, soaking and even flooding areas of northern and central Missouri this morning. We think that maybe the eastern flank of that could sprinkle in a couple of spots, maybe in the Lake Shelbyville area and south of Champaign later on this afternoon. Otherwise, we have at least a fair offing of rainfall for the upcoming weekend. Unfortunately, there'll be dry hours, not a complete wash. We need the rain. That's the give and take you got to do at this point in the growing season, and considering the degree of dryness in our neck of the woods. 79, the expected high today with a partly sunny sky and a bit of a light northeast wind. Humidity in check for now. Very comfortable weather pattern, by the way, the next 10 to 15 days. 58, the low with a fair sky tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. High temperatures somewhere between about 80 and 85 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, a couple of showers and thunderstorms around the usual morning and mid to late afternoon stuff with a high temperature of 82 Saturday, up around 80 on Sunday. Lingering shower chance Monday. We're nothing in the forecast moisture-wise Tuesday, Wednesday next week. And again, kind of coolish for the time of year with high temperatures barely to the upper 70s into early next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Greg Soulier will be in Gifford tomorrow talking to our farmer friends. Cool. All right, 810 ESPN 93.5. Again, the UC Series Clean Comfort Air Purifier is a Stever offer. The program where I, Stevie J, give you my money You spend it, keep the stuff. Today it's a fantastic air purifier. And you'll breathe better and healthier with this.
You know, since we brought up Gifford, Nurse Appreciation Night will be on Monday, August 22nd. And we're getting in the zone here.
Yeah, Donnie is treating nurses, not their dates, spouses. It's
that's
just
right.
The nurses.
Just the nurse.
There'll be 40-some nurses on a night when he's closed.
That's right.
Monday night. But he's going to go, and he's paying for everything.
Free steak dinner. And it'll be great. As we've been seeing the word nurse to 217-359-2255 and notifying these qualifiers about this special event coming up on Monday, August 22nd at Long Branch Steakhouse.
So it's appreciation of the nursing field.
Mm-hmm.
Donna Curtis of Long Branch is treating nurses on August 22nd. There are still, and let me emphasize this, a few seats left, but not many.
That's right.
They're going to treat a number of people, and they're not quite full, but they almost are. So if you know somebody who deserves a nice steak dinner, all nurses deserve a nice steak dinner.
Great.
217-359-2255. Just text a nurse, and you'll get somebody contacting you. All right, 8:11.
Back to school mode.
Oh, you got U of I today. U of I moving in today.
I mean, they're all moving in.
Moving
but not
in.
Not back until August 22nd.
But they are in town.
Mm, oh, so yeah.
The campus.
For sure.
The old towny thing where July is a good day to go to the campus.
That's right.
And you can get in there.
Well, the 13 Thursdays finale will be with the Champaign Center Partnership, and that scavenger hunt around. You have an opportunity to win sweet tickets for an Illini football game, and they've got the free movie on the quad at dark, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, one of the most recent movies. ChampaignCenter.com for that 13 Thursdays deal that's wrapping up. But yeah, I mean, as far as schools going back, it's happening for my son tomorrow at Unity. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So it's all back and all. We knew it was coming. I mean, we told you it was
coming.
That's
right.
And here we are. So excited about a little tailgating. And again, it looks like it's going to be mild, moderate. Game time is 3. Right?
I know, against Wyoming on August 27th.
Yeah. So again, it's obviously a big game. And we are favored to win. We're favored by 10. Well, we just got to go, you know, do it, get it done. I don't know what the crowd situation. I think they've sold more student tickets than they have in a long time. I think coming off a 5-win season, it kind of exceeded expectations by at least 2.
Mm-hmm.
So 5-7 and, you know, pretty close to a bowl game. We dominated Northwestern, as should be the case, I think. And so I think Brett Bielema's got it going on. I'm going to stand by what I said. I am predicting he will do something no other Illinois coach in 100 years has been able to do. Well, has it been 100 years we've had bowl games? I mean, you know, 50 years.
Okay.
He's going to go to a bowl every year. And he's going to get a call. He's going to get a call from a big school in the SEC because he was at Arkansas. And then Josh Whitman will have to pony up big money. And I think he will. He'll come up with the funding to keep Brett Bielema here for a long time. That is the Stevie J take on Brett Bielema. I think it's a different feel with a different coach with a different level of skill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to get it done. And I say bowl every year. We have not, in the bowl years of like 50 years, 30 for sure of a lot of bowls, Illinois just hasn't been able to maintain. Rose Bowl, nothing. What? How do you go off a Rose Bowl and can't win 6? It's happened over and over again. So that's what I am. And I'm confident in saying that, although I'm a homer and I have no credibility because I always think we're going to win. All right, let's jump to sports headlines. 14 after 8 o'clock from Fox News Television, Trey Yingst, right there in Afghanistan, going to report live in just a couple of moments. He's a terrific reporter. Stand by.
Okay. Well, Colorado is at St. Louis. Jose Quintana on the mound versus the Rockies' Kyle Freeland with a 6:45 start. So I think you get all the drive in between 4 and 6 with Lante and Derek Piper, which is awesome.
With Isaac Ambrose.
Yes.
Isaac has replaced Trevor Valise, who's moved on to a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. Good opportunity for Trevor, and Isaac is rocking
Isaac
this position.
Isaac is doing it, and Isaac Ambrose, very skilled. He interned for Jeremy Warner.
That's right.
For years.
I know. Went to Olivet Nazarene.
Yeah, good young man. Mm-hmm. Excited about Isaac, and I think...
just married.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Maddie Ruth.
3 weeks ago.
Exactly. So moving and shaking
awesome.
For Isaac Ambrose. host, joining our team. And we've been getting all the details together for some of our thoughts on Pia's and the live broadcast at 1609 West Springfield. So take note on Friday the 26th with Josh Whitman as our guest. Should be a lot of fun. And then since there's a Thursday Chattanooga game in September on the 22nd, we'll be live the next day to assess our Illini and come into that Hall of Fame weekend on Friday the 23rd. And then the day before homecoming, homecoming's on October 15th, we'll be on October 14th then to salute all our alumni. And then the one in November will be on Veterans Day, 11-11, ahead of that Purdue game on November 12th. So we're taking note and making all these arrangements. The Nationals over the Cubs 5-4 yesterday. Justin Steele on the mound for Chicago. It's a 6:05 start, and you'll hear the action over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Houston, that final 4-2, and we'll have a game at 7:10 tonight. Illinois is a 10-point favorite against Wyoming.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Afghanistan, it's Fox News Television star Trey Yanks. Trey!
How are you?
I'm great. Firstly, congratulations. I think you're kicking butt on your job. So good news at your review, friend. You're doing a really good job in a dangerous situation.
Thank you very much. The situation on the ground in Afghanistan right now is certainly tense. And if you could hear just when we started talking over top, there were helicopters flying over. And the Taliban currently controls what's left of the Afghan Air Force. Just another reminder of what life is like here now that the Taliban controls this country.
Trey, what will history say about what I call a dumpster fire? I think it's the worst thing the president has done about getting out of Afghanistan and giving up Bagram and all those things. How do you think history will reveal this in 10 years?
Well, look, I think that history often is told by the victor. And it's our job as journalists to be here on the ground to make sure that an accurate version of Afghanistan's history is written. Because the Taliban now runs this country. They control the media. The press is not free here. They control the schools. They control what is written internally about their country. And that's why it's so critical for foreign journalists to come here and to report. But 10 years from now, when you look back on this time period, there will be images that stick with the American people well beyond that. The images of the Kabul airport last year, when there were Afghans clinging to the sides of military planes that were trying to evacuate civilians. They will remember the images of Taliban leadership sitting at the desk in the presidential palace. They'll remember scenes that we saw on the streets yesterday here as the Taliban marked 1 year in power, this group parading through the streets of the Afghan capital. And there are so many innocent civilians left behind, American allies still stuck here. They are fearful, and many that we talk to aren't sure they'll even make it 10 years to look back and see what life is like here.
Trey Yingst from Fox News Television on the phone from Kabul, Afghanistan. Can you tell me a number? Do we have any idea how many people we truly left as people that helped America and also our allies? And is there really any way the State Department is acting toward getting them out?
So according to the State Department, the most recent numbers that we have, 160,000 Afghans are eligible for a special immigrant visa. This includes translators, embassy employees, people who worked with the United States, and their immediate family members. And since President Biden got into office, only 15,000 applicants have actually been approved and received this visa required to leave Afghanistan and then come to a place like the United States. So it is a massive problem right now because we meet these people all over. Over the past year, I have heard from dozens of Afghans who worked with the United States in some capacity who are left behind. One man that we talked to over the weekend was an embassy employee, and he started out as a translator for USAID and then became a top-level embassy employee. He worked in finance there, and he was actually traveling as an Afghan on behalf of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. He had been to the Ronald Reagan building in Washington, D.C. He had been all around the world helping the United States to build bridges when it comes to their finance and investments abroad, these types of things. And he has been left behind. He applied for a special immigrant visa. He has not heard back for months. And he's fearful that if the Taliban finds him and realizes that he was helping the Americans during the war, that he could be killed or captured.
Trey, at what point does Fox News pull you out? How do you know when you need to go?
Security is the number one priority for Fox wherever we go around the world, whether it's Afghanistan, Ukraine, Iraq, Gaza. We're often traveling in difficult locations to get stories, and we are constantly traveling with a security team. We are assessing the situation, and we are working with experts who understand how these places work, how to get around in these places. And at the end of the day, we can't get the story if we're not safe and if we're not watching our backs. And so that's what we do, and we're constantly assessing. But as it stands right now, the Taliban is allowing us to be here to report. We have interviewed Taliban officials in the foreign ministry, for example, and pressed them on things like women's rights, access to education, and the way that they are ruling through a strict interpretation of Islamic law. And so far, we have not had any problems because, like I say to all organizations around the world, whether we are here in Afghanistan or in Gaza or in Iraq, I'm not here to make you look good. I'm not here to make you look bad. I'm here to tell people what is happening. And that's it. You will never see me say something that is not happening because we're going to back everything that we report up with facts and evidence. And so far, they have respected what we are doing here on the ground, and we hope that that continues.
All right, last question. Trey Yinks in Afghanistan, you're talking to this Taliban guy yesterday, and you're asking him if women are free. He said yes. Then you proceed to talk about how women aren't free, and I'm going, whoa, boy, easy now. But you went right at it, and you asked the hard question. Do you ever get apprehensive to do that?
No. It's my job. I'll never back down from pursuing the truth. And I don't care if it's a member of the Taliban or a government official, a politician, anyone. It's our role as journalists to hold those in power accountable here in Afghanistan and around the world. And that's what we'll continue to do.
Hey, Trey, you're really good, but stay safe. Keep going. We need you desperately. We need facts. We need journalism. And you're doing an amazing job over there. An honor to talk to you. You keep it going. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Trey Yinks live from Kabul, Afghanistan, a year after our withdrawal. ESPN 93.5. All right, 8:22.
We have Melissa Wilhelm now on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line who just checked in. Salvation Army job fair is coming up, Melissa.
Melissa, are you in Afghanistan? No, you're not. You're not.
I am not. No, I'm right here in Champaign, Urbana, and I'm super excited about the job fair tomorrow. We're going to have a busy day today getting ready for that, but I'm super excited about it. It's something that we haven't done in a while, and I'm just hoping that it's meaningful to the community. We've got about 18 businesses signed up tomorrow, including businesses like Carl and U of I and, oh my gosh, Cunningham Children's Home, and just a lot of great businesses are signed up looking for folks tomorrow. We've got some good community resources as well, like the Champaign Public Library, what they do to help people with employment initiatives. So it's going to be a great day. I have no doubts about that. If there is anyone that is listening that's still interested in getting in on this job fair, you're welcome to reach out to me today. Please do so as soon as possible this morning because we're doing a lot of setup today. We will have vendors outside tomorrow, inside the Salvation Army, over on Market Street behind Marketplace Mall. It's going to be hopefully a good day. And the most important takeaway is really want to encourage those job seekers to come out tomorrow. Come and meet with businesses. Come and listen to what they have available. And I would be remiss not to mention Express is going to be there tomorrow. They're our big sponsor for this job fair. Go speak to Express tomorrow. See what clients they're working with and what positions they have to offer with their clients here in the area. So just a lot of good opportunity tomorrow. Do not miss this one. We're going to have some fun things for folks out there tomorrow as well. So it should be a really good day.
So it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Salvation Army Red Shield Center is 2212 North Market Street in Champaign. If people need more details, I know it's sachampaign.org, or you can call Melissa. If you're wanting to be a vendor and hire some folks, let's get to work is the theme, 217-607-9445. I'm just so glad. glad you're having that spotlight of beyond joblessness at the Salvation Army.
I think, Melissa, anybody that really wants a job can get a job right now. So, and I know employers are really, really looking for people.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And I do think it's turning a little bit. We're looking at some interesting unemployment numbers as of late, which I find to be very interesting under the current circumstances. As we all know, we're seeing labor shortages all over in various areas as it relates to the service that we're getting as local consumers. So I just think it's all really an interesting time for us to figure out what's really going on. But I happen to agree. I think if you're looking for a job, man, there's going to be some great employers there tomorrow to come in and talk to. And they're really, really hoping that you do. They hope you come out, talk to them, give them a listen, and let's get some folks working. Let's get back to that place where we're all thriving and we have that dignity of bringing in a good paycheck. And, you know, and we all feel like we're doing well in the world, because I feel like this is such a tough time for us. We all feel like we've been struggling, so let's focus on solutions.
Very good. Okay, again, tomorrow, you can go to Salvation Army. Where am I going again?
You're going to 2212 North Market Street. That's right behind Marketplace Mall. If you're a job seeker, if you are interested in setting up a table, please call me in advance for that so we can be prepared for you tomorrow.
Awesome. Melissa, thank you. Good luck.
Hope a lot of people come out. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
SAChampaign.org for details on the job fair tomorrow with the Salvation Army.
I really have not talked to maybe one person, and I talk to dozens all the time that hire and own businesses, and there's always an opening right now. And yet you're saying, well, unemployment's good. Well, 500,000 people just left the job force.
Yeah.
So you can't count them if they're not looking. And I still don't get it. Understand, how can you not have a job? How do you pay for groceries? The government's not giving you that much money. Unemployment isn't that high, is it? I'm missing something.
Had people set aside, and we're,
I don't think so.
I don't know either.
Debt as high as it's ever been on credit cards. I just generally you need money to survive. Maybe they just are okay getting by and they're getting enough to do that, but boy, we need you out there. We need good workers. I told somebody yesterday, I said, if you're somebody that really get after it and really who has a good heart and a goal is to make that company better, name your price. You can get more money than you've ever gotten in your life as an employee now. You can get terms that you'll like. You got to have skill. You got to have drive. You got to have, if you have a scattered kind of a work, even that right now, probably going to get hired. It's a question of, they need people, but there's a whole bunch of people that just can't sustain. 5 days a week now is like, what? Are you kidding me? You expect me to come in? What about the hybrid? I don't want to come. Wow. And so if you hire people and you're in that position, what are you going to do? Steve Imke, we talked to you last hour, Spring Green, you drive your own truck. You're kind of on your own schedule. Mm-hmm. You get your work done. You're on your own. Nobody bugs you. Just go. Make the lawns look beautiful.
Yep.
Needs people. And I'm telling you, you can make, $40,000 to $50,000 a year riding around a truck on your own. It used to be good money. Used to be.
Exactly.
Inflation has kind of been tough with inflation at, 8 or 9%, meaning if you get a 2% raise at work, that's not keeping up with inflation. You need a 10% raise at work. And the bug, what, 10%? So, employers can't generally go that high because the profit margin hasn't been that good, certainly through COVID. So, you got a lot of complex things going on.
If you're looking for a side hustle in the evening, Jets is looking for delivery drivers right now, too. They're gearing up for all the students coming back and all of that. So, keep that in mind, too. Heck, we could use some people.
Well, GFT Trucking. Oh, sure. Stevie J Broadcasting. Yeah. Always looking for talent.
Uh-huh.
But GFT Trucking, Gale Forex Trucking, you can help with the harvest. You can drive locally.
Absolutely.
All weekends off. I don't think truckers have ever had that kind of thing. And the pay is unbelievable. The numbers are so high.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to get good talent. Remember the guy that was on with us a couple of years ago? He was paying $12,000 a week. He was in the oil and gas business and truckers. He got 4,000 applications. You get a 25-year-old that's kind of starting out and doesn't have a family yet, knows how to drive a big old truck. And then we called him a month later, said, no, I was wrong. It's not 12,000 a week. I said, aha. He said, it's 14.
Wow.
I said, which is the reverse again? How can I do this?
I need 14, to get my CDL.
No, 14,000 a week? What's that mean? He said, I got a lot of millionaire truckers. So the bottom line is you want to work hard, you want to grow, you want to get better. There's a lot of opportunity, particularly right now. If you want to work for somebody, you can pick. If they're not any good, you can quit kind of thing. They got to be a good company to match what you want, mm-hmm. and you have your choice right now. Now, with a looming recession, as they say, I don't know, it might get tighter. But because right now we've learned through COVID that we can operate without all the people. You don't need as many really to get it done. It's a luxury. It's probably easier on you. But more people are doing more things. That's been trending for a decade. Where people are multitasking and doing extra things because that's kind of what's required now, and you're working too long and the phone's ringing at night. You don't like that. I get it. All right, we'll be right back. 8:30, another half hour to go. 217-359-2255. You want to jump on the show this morning. It is August 16. It is Tuesday. Time for your Fox News, local news, weather, all just ahead. ESPN 93.5.
I'm Pam Husso. President Biden leaves the beach for a bill signing. The Inflation Reduction Act will become law later today.
In the weeks ahead, yes, the president will travel across the country to, quote, articulate how the Inflation Reduction Act will help Americans.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. Republicans say it will further damage the economy. A longtime employee of former President Trump could make a deal with prosecutors.
Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer for the Trump Organization, is expected to plead guilty in a case investigating whether he funneled off-the-books money to himself and other executives at the company for 15 years. A hearing on the matter could happen as soon as Thursday.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the New York Times is reporting Weisselberg is not expected to cooperate with a broader investigation into the former president. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. National Transportation Safety Board investigating what caused a deadly plane crash over the weekend in Peoria County. Police say the single-engine aircraft went down Saturday on Route 116 in Hanna City. Witnesses say the plane hit several buildings on the way down. Man and woman killed. They've not been identified as of yet. Man from Danville's been arrested after he allegedly pulled down a female of University of Illinois student's pants last week as a prank. 29-year-old Casey Hollis arrested Friday on preliminary charges of aggravated battery. He was taken to Champaign County Jail. It happened in the 100 block of South Goodwin Street. The Cunningham Township hosting a back-to-school party Sunday at the Township Supervisor's Office. Families have the opportunity to receive free book bags, school supplies, pizza, haircuts, and more. A few parents had their children receive haircuts as well. The event was organized by Danielle Chenoweth, supervisor at the Cunningham Township. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Heading back to school? At Merle Norman, we know you want to look your best for what's ahead. So how about some fabulous new makeup? Whether you're going to a football game, dance, or first date, you'll be totally on trend with the hottest shades for eyes, cheeks, and lips. From earthy neutrals to bold brights, we'll help you create looks to match every new outfit. Show off your wild side, go glam, or keep it sweet and simple with a free express makeover. Visit Merle Norman at 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign over by Subway.
Buy is worth when you buy from us, you get the whole store. What do you mean I get the whole store?
I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we promise you the whole store, we mean all we do is appliances. We offer a showroom full of the top appliance brands, complete with our free 10-year protection plan.
Who does your warranty work? Some outfit with a 1-800 number?
No way. Our service and installation technicians are employed and factory trained by us. And our protection plan means you pay nothing for covered repairs.
So I get a free 10-year protection plan, a guaranteed best deal, a hometown service department, and a showroom full of name brand appliances? Wow!
Hey lady, that's my line. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. And this Saturday, the next round of rainfall making its way over parts of the western Corn Belt, Mid-Mississippi Valley, tracking to our south and east, although areas southwest of Champaign may see a couple of sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, a little reconfiguration of the upper air pattern brings down some cooling up aloft and a feature out of the Great Lakes region that'll buckle the upper level winds enough to generate a couple of shower and thunderstorm outbreaks scattered across the area for the weekend and into early next week as well. Otherwise, a partly sunny sky developed for the day today. High temperature close to 80. Northeast wind and a couple of sprinkles well to the south and southwest of Champaign this afternoon. Otherwise, fair tonight. We'll bottom out at 58. Sunshine for the day tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Temperatures back to more seasonal levels. Up around 80 tomorrow, 57 tomorrow night, 83 on Thursday. Friday high of 84 degrees. And over the weekend, a couple of showers and thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures to about 82 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Prairie Gardens' big houseplant sale is going on now. Right now, you can save 25% off all houseplants, snake plants, monsteras, fiddleleaf fig ferns, you name it. They're all 25% off and fresh from the PG Greenhouses, where you'll always find help from your favorite plant experts. Just hurry in. All houseplants are 25% off for a limited time at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned, plant experts, and the area's largest selection of houseplants.
This season, like every other, is a busy one for Crisis Nursery. Hiring now if you have a passion for helping others and want to be on the Crisis Nursery team. There's a need for individualized snacks. Plus, these upcoming events. Touch a Truck, presented by Deuce Construction, Saturday, August 20th at Carl at the Field from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the Crisis Nursery's golf outing, Friday, September 30th at Atkins Uvi Golf Club. For details, visit crisisnursery.net.
The Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. Beautiful facility.
Mm-hmm.
Homegrown is there. That's farm to table. What's that mean? It means you kind of go get the tomatoes from the garden.
Yeah.
And in this case, they got a garden.
Wow.
It's right off of the number or whatever hole that is. They got 5 acres, and they're growing tomatoes and stuff now, lettuce, all that. When you get a salad at Homegrown, that's a Stever partner, by the way. It's like a salad from their garden.
Ooh.
So it hasn't been sprayed with all that stuff.
And the burger, you said the flavor of the meat. I mean, he's working with local farmers, butchers.
I had a burger produce on the ship. Very, very good. Food was outstanding. The burger wasn't even close to Homegrown's burger.
Wow.
It wasn't even close. The flavor was nothing compared to the flavor they had. And we had our good friend John Hall, engineer, with me, and he says, I go a lot of places, and this is as good as I've ever had.
Wow.
A hamburger with Parmesan fries. They're Parmesan garlic. And that burger, you don't need a bunch of stuff on it. Just taste that meat. It might have been the best burger I've ever had. I mean, it was really good.
Mike and Muhammad just texted in to 359-2255 that Homegrown is awesome.
Hey, our Stever partner, we're going to give you a chance to go eat there on me. I'll pay for that. You have to do the survey. Today's offer is very unique. It's an air purifier system from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, and we don't have anybody interested. Is that right? No texts in yet?
We do, Stevie.
I'm trying to do it to say we didn't get any, so Diane and I will get the $500 air purifiers delivered and installed in your home. Tell them what they want, Bob.
ABCHeatingAndAC.com, as I click on Healthier Home, talks about how you can save on pollutants and the stuff that's floating around your house when it comes to pet dander and pollen.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to put on the glasses to see that.
Exactly. Mold and bacteria.
You would not want to see that. You just hold your breath.
Yikes.
All right. Again, 217-359-2255. I'm buying them outright for you. You have to call Gina within a week, and then you have to fill out a survey when it's all done. And the reviews we're getting back from ABC and their service is outstanding. They're really good, and people like them. So the next time you need an air conditioner or furnace or just a checkup, you might keep them in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 8:40, the Cardinals will play tonight. Slight advantage now over Milwaukee as I look at the schedule ahead. Milwaukee had 18 games with playoff teams left between now and October.
Okay.
Cardinals only had 15 left.
Okay.
Right now, the Milwaukee Brewers are playing the best team in baseball, the LA Dodgers. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to beat them anyway, but you want to get to the playoffs. Cardinals are trying to get to the playoffs. It looks like you're going to need to win the division to make the playoffs. There will be no wild card in the Central. Too many good other teams like Atlanta, Philadelphia, and San Diego will have to go in as wild cards. What it means as a wild card is you'll go to another team's park. The one-day thing is over. They changed that if you were gone. You missed that day at school. But the one-day playoff wild card game is over. What will happen, if the Cardinals were to win the division, a wild card team, I'm not sure which, would go to St. Louis. They play the best of three all in St. Louis. Advantage, division winner. But it doesn't mean they'll win it, but the visiting team has to win two out of three, and you're hoping that wouldn't happen. So the Cardinals, if they can win the division, will host a wild card team, and then from there you'd probably have to go play the likes of the Dodgers or even the Mets, which are a problem. And Atlanta might be as good as the Mets. They beat them 13-1 last night. So anyway, you just want to get there to October, and then maybe you get hot, and you win. Hot teams beat better teams has always been my thought. Hot teams beat better teams. By the way, on our trip, it covered Norway, Iceland, and Scotland. I learned a great phrase. There is no bad weather, only bad preparation.
Absolutely.
If you can prepare, then the ice and snow around here in the winter isn't that big a deal.
Not a big a deal.
If you got a coat and stocking cap and the proper gear.
Not only weather, but everything in life, Stevie.
Preparation. Yeah, isn't that the Boy Scout thing? Be prepared.
Exactly.
Right.
And Girl Scouts.
Yeah, be prepared.
Exactly. You were talking about the fresh produce, and someone had texted me. Yes, today is the farmer's market, the Land Connection 3-6 in downtown Champaign.
That's always fun, too.
The sweet corn, the flowers, the produce, outstanding today.
All right, it is 8:42. Do some sports headlines coming up. The next time you're out and around, why don't you stop into Pards in Urbana? Quality and service, that's her motto. And they have so much more than Western gear. A huge selection of jewelry, Breyer collectible toys, gift cards, and the best boots you can buy anywhere. They feature an enormous collection of jeans, shirts, outerwear, belts, and hats. Pards is so much more than just a Western shop. Stop in and see it for yourself, just off University Avenue or online at Pards.com.
Stevie J Broadcasting's Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by Crossroads Contractor Supply.
Well, every month we celebrate law enforcement. And today from Champaign County Sheriff's Office, it is our good friend Sergeant Jeff Verkler. He's been doing this 26 years. He is the sergeant, now working days after 16 years at night. So why did you get in this field of work?
I luckily had the ability, physically, emotionally, to get hired for this job. And for that long a period of time, a quarter century, I still love what I do.
And why do you love what you do when you have so many things going on that would say the police are bad?
No, I understand. You have to have a thick skin about stuff like that. I still enjoy it. It is different every day. That's important work. It's exciting, the adrenaline rush at times to go to important calls. The biggest reward is when you can help somebody who cannot help themselves.
Specializing in tools and equipment delivered within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there?
living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I don't know. Albert's got to get a lot more at-bats, but boy, oh boy, at 689, can he make a run at Alex Rodriguez at 696? Can he be behind Babe Ruth? Can he make 700?
And since he's on a roll, play him all the time.
I don't know how that'll look, but I'm telling you, if against left-handed pitchers, he's in every game, but right now he's hitting right-handers too. Albert, come on, man. If you can just get two or three more, I mean, making 696 is a big deal to be fourth all-time in baseball history. So Albert Pujols is having a great year with the Cardinals, really helping us. Let's check sports headlines.
Let's hope he's in the game today. I know when we were at Busch with some of our listeners and took the bus trip, you know, every time Albert gets up, everybody's paying attention in Busch Stadium for sure. It's a 6:45 start against the Colorado Rockies. Let's get your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals have a two-game lead in the NL Central as they open up a three-game midweek series against the Rockies tonight at Busch Stadium. The Redbirds were off yesterday following a weekend that saw them win 2 of 3 against the second-place Milwaukee Brewers. That grew their divisional lead to a game and a half, and then the Cardinals get some help from the Dodgers last night as they win in Milwaukee, adding another half game to the Cardinals' lead. The Cardinals and Rockies matched up last week in Denver with Colorado winning 2 of 3. Now the two teams meet at sea level. Jose Quintana makes the start for St. Louis. It's his third start since being acquired at the deadline. He has compiled a 1-0 record and a 2.25 ERA over his first two starts with St. Louis. Overall, he's 3-5 with a 3.5 ERA this year. Kyle Freeland starts for Colorado in his last start against St. Louis. The Cardinals tagged him for 6 runs on 10 hits in 4 1/3 innings. Overall, he's 7-8 with a 4.84 ERA. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 6:45. We're on the air at 5:50 for the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. I'm Matt Pauley.
Nationals beat the Cubs 5-4. It's a 6:05 start over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox beat Houston 4-2 yesterday. They've got a 7-10 start. Preseason college football poll has Alabama at number 1, Ohio State and Georgia for the top 3. When it comes to the Big Ten, Michigan at 8, Michigan State at 15, and Wisconsin at number 18. When it comes to Parkland's Cobra volleyball team, they'll be in Rockford with a tournament, and they are in a preseason volleyball poll in the NJCAA Division II at the number 1 slot.
Wow.
And, of course, we're saying go Illini, a 10-point favorite over Wyoming with that game in Week 0. That's August 27th.
Yep.
We'll be live at Pia's on the 26th. Join us as our athletic director, Josh Whitman, will be on the air starting at 5:15 with Derek Piper and Lonte.
8:48, ESPN 93.5. Looking forward to being at Pia's. Eric Meyer. Eric Meyer's birthday is today.
I know it is.
Happy birthday, Eric Meyer.
He celebrates with Madonna, who's 64.
Yeah.
And Steve Carell is 60.
Yeah, from The Office fame, Steve Carell. Yeah.
It was my mom and dad's anniversary, too.
Oh, awesome.
And I know something that my mom and dad shared with Jim and Louise Turpin.
Wedding date, huh?
Mm-hmm.
8:48. Earlier this morning, we talked to a retired FBI agent, Special Agent Kenneth Gray, and I asked him to summarize what happened with Mar-a-Lago.
This is a situation where politics is banging up against national security. The documents that President Trump had in his possession were sent to Mar-a-Lago by General Services Administration, GSA. He may not have even been aware of what documents were there within Mar-a-Lago. The FBI had gone through the boxes back in June and had, at that point, based upon a subpoena, a grand jury subpoena, had told President Trump's people to put a lock on the door and that they would be back in touch. And then, boom, the next thing you know, you have a full-bore raid going on at the residence there.
We went on to talk about the fact that it was the senior management, as he mentioned there, that kind of messed it up for the frontline people that do all the work. And it's been that way. And to get the trust back, he said, you know what? It's going to take time to get reclaim the trust because of politics intermixing with all this stuff. It's true. All right, let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5. We'll check with our meteorologist, Smart Guy, who, by the way, will be in Gifford, Illinois tomorrow.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and vicinity. Nice spell of mid-summertime weather continues on. Humidity and temperature levels in check for man and beast, and the back 40 as well. Tracking some rain making its way across parts of the mid-Mississippi Valley, more so back into sections of Iowa and Missouri. Tracking southeast, conceivable. May see a couple of sprinkles to the southwest of Champaign later on this afternoon. Otherwise, pretty quiet weather picture. Upper system settling in out of the Great Lakes region. It'll generate some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity over the weekend and early next week as well. Forecast for the day today, partly sunny skies, a couple of sprinkles again this afternoon to our southwest primarily, the high to about 79. Light northeast wind, fair tonight, 58, mostly sunny and 80 tomorrow. Sunshine the rule for Thursday and Friday, high temperatures into the low and middle 80s. And over the weekend, some slight cooling, a couple of showers and thunderstorms expected Saturday, Sunday, diminishing and ending on Monday, high temperatures of 82 on Saturday and to about 80 on Sunday. For Stevie J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. If you're listening and you've never been to a true barbecue joint, you need to stop a minute and come check it out. It's all about the local meat. It's all about the preparation. So aside from the typical barbecue offerings of brisket and pulled pork, turkey, we also offer our own spin on a few non-traditional sandwiches. You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's Humble Hog BBQ.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
For nearly three decades, thousands of customers in Central Illinois have trusted their commercial and residential needs to the top-rated team at Matex.
I am the head plumber. The best reason to call Matex, in my opinion, is that you're going to get somebody that cares about your house and cares about your problem. Anytime you call a plumber, it's never good news. So I'm going to be friendly and kind and lighten the situation and let them know that no matter what problem they have, it'll get taken care of.
Visit us online at mattexservice.com to learn more or book your service today. Matex, feel the difference.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neal at Burwash in Savoy. All right, so we have an air purifier system we're giving away, and we have no response. Okay, that means Diane and I will get it, I guess.
Stevie.
How many do we have, like dozens of people that
probably
want
to so. Okay. It's 359-2255. Right. It's ABC for ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Of course, you tap into this service, then you have 7 days to fill out the survey as part of this to let us know how ABC is doing.
On the airplane coming home, I played 45 games of backgammon. Do you play backgammon?
I used to. It's been a while. I don't know if I'd know how to do it.
Yeah, I used to be pretty good. Well, I mean, it was the computer generated. They'd roll the dice for you. I mean, you just kind of move fast.
Okay.
But I won 35 of them. against the computer. So I felt pretty good about that. Right. Anyway, that's what you do on an 8-hour flight. Start playing backgammon for a while.
I mean, didn't you watch some movies?
The only one I watched was Michael B. Jordan. Is that the actor?
Yes.
In I can't remember, Mercy Justice. It was about a true story from the late 80s in Alabama about how they absolutely railroaded a black man into a murder charge.
Uh-oh.
And it was a true story, and the whole thing changed when the guy got him on 60 Minutes. The whole thing changed.
I see.
And he was exonerated, released. It was just an amazing story, worth watching. It's Michael B. Jordan's, and he plays the attorney. It's just really, really moving and unbelievable that that could happen when we were cheering on the Flying Illini in the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's all
Just
I watched.
Just Mercy.
Just Mercy. Worth watching, and it just gives you a little more perspective about African-American and some of the prejudice that still resides. That was just 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't believe it.
I know.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny highlights program at 7:30 tomorrow.
Hear the show anytime, steviejay.com. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thanks for listening. We'll meet back on the radio tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Prairie Gardens' big house plant sale is going on now. Right now, you can save 25% off all house plants, snake plants, monsteras, fiddly fig ferns, you name it. They're all 25% off and fresh from the PG greenhouses, where you'll always find help from your favorite plant experts. Just hurry in. All houseplants are 25% off for a limited time at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned plant experts and the area's largest selection of houseplants.
How is the climate control systems working in your vehicle? Keeping cool? Clay Dooley can help. Schedule a service visit online at claydooley.com. Highly qualified mechanics in the Clay Dooley shop can get your vehicle performing at its best.
And with these insane gas prices, people are talking.
With the proper pressure in your tires, you can make a big difference in your vehicle's gas mileage. Visit Clay Dooley, 311 South Neal Street in Champaign.
With years of service history in Bloomington, experience Clay Dooley in Champaign.
Clay Dooley, 311 South Neal in Champaign.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window, and we're proud to be your choice for the 2021 People's Choice Awards for the third year in a row. We want to say thank you by offering buy one, get one, 50% off on all windows. And you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com. And remember, at Kramer Siding and Window, you have a friend in the business.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad is excited to introduce a brand new service, the Doggy Bag. It's a 6-cubic-yard dumpster bag that's perfect for all your household cleanouts, small remodels, or repairs. Have pieces of an old roof you need to get rid of? Use the Doggy Bag. Have a garage full of junk? Use the Doggy Bag. Bulldog will drop the bag off and let you keep it as long as you need to. Then, once you've got it filled, they'll come back and pick it up. Find out more online at bulldoggybag.com.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Out here in the great outdoors, taking care of yards. Nothing like it. Listening to my favorite radio station between stops, nobody looking over my shoulder. I work for Spring Green. I'm my own boss. Full-time, health benefits, matching 401k, overtime, sales bonuses. I am the man.
Spring Green is looking for you. Want to work for the number one locally owned lawn service company in Central Illinois? Apply at spring-green.com or by calling 359-2111. That's 359-2111.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Tuesday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and possible solutions to the biggest and most important issues. You can hear new episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hey, it's Stevie J, a very unique Stever offer. I'm going to improve the air quality inside your home. It's unbelievable. It's called the UC Series Ultravite Coil Purifiers, and I'm going to give you one from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. This thing will help cleanse the air. Maybe somebody has allergies or you got asthma, even some of the coronavirus germs that are floating out there. This will help your indoor air quality, clean comfort, indoor air essentials. If you want one, these are like $400 or $500. I'm going to buy one for you. If you're interested, just text in ABC to 217-359-2255. That's ABC to 217-359-2255. You'll be considered for me buying you a clean indoor air purifier that you'll love. You will be able to tell the difference, I am sure. Again, text in ABC 217-359-2255. It's today's Stever.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.